Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, Basic Training MedX, Scottsdale, Arizona, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader. Sean Fry is a business growth advocate, the author of Sustained Business Growth. He'll be joining me, along with returning Eric Wabena. He's the president of the 100-year-old, over 100-year-old Baseball Blue Book. Then the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob Wisdom, upcoming guest shows, emails. Sean Fry, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, Dr. Bob. It's great to be here. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Again, you know, whether we're talking, there's no bigger business in the world than sports on the one hand. The health and wellness side is such a big deal, again, whether you're working with giant corporations or all sorts of others. But we want to, I know you've been involved in like 17 countries and over 50 facilities. Sean, give us some background on yourself and the world of sustained business growth.
Yeah, no, great question. I just a little bit of background about myself. I've been in aerospace, automotive, power generation, and defense industry across the different facilities, 17 countries, and four different industries there. So I've been in the front line, leadership as well as mid-level and global leadership. So had an opportunity to just really work with teams to gain clarity on their objectives and their goals, but how do we, achieve those goals in a sustainable manner? So that's really a little bit about myself.
Yes, well, you could be talking about that you're the manager of the Yankees at the same time that you're talking about these aspects in business. And, of course, the biggest topic internationally, Sean, regardless of somebody's vocation or whatever their interest is mental health. I call it the mental game on the sports doctor. Again, whether we're talking to psychiatrists, psychologists, mental trainers, et cetera. And in the world of businesses, a lot of times youth sports is a $100 million a year business, multi-billion dollar. So many times the idea of efficiency, let alone growth, in this day and age, has got to be between the pandemic, et cetera, social media. I mean, is the world upside down in business, or am I exaggerating?
No, you're definitely right. That's for sure. The markets have definitely turned everything upside down, right?
To say the least. And again, the idea of teamwork, the idea of communication, again, in many instances, we might be talking about in situations, again, the healthcare industry, where, again, every organization you're working with, some of the biggest, you're talking about the NASA areas and the automotive industry and some of these other giants, and including in some areas maybe the world of startups, Sean?
Yeah, as you talk about health and wellness and mental clarity, right, so I do think that is all so key in everything we do. I like to always tell the people that I'm coaching or working with is 80% of it is mindset, right? So I think we defeat ourselves in many cases, just by what we tell ourselves. So I think it's just being very clear, the clarity of, what I'm trying to achieve and the mental consistency to make sure that I'm staying on track. And how do I do that on a daily basis? Because I do think that the secret is in the daily agenda.
There's no doubt about it. And the idea, again, in sports medicine, the fact that the mental game would be such a big deal, decades ago, sports medicine thought of it as voodoo, mental training or visualization or relaxation, meditation, et cetera, et cetera. Now there's not a serious team, again, and we're talking about sports and or business, that's not paying a huge attention to this side of things. Like you said, 80%. And the fact that these areas can be trained or paid attention to is one of the areas, again, that we include these topics, whether it happens to be the sports psychology world or psychiatry or the high-performance area. And I that's probably what you're talking about in your particular expertise is, again, the high-performance side of it.
Yeah. So, you know, thinking about high performance, I think we have to, and I like to call the perfect day routine, right? So in my book, I really write about everybody has to have a very clear picture, right? They're, you know, and many of the sports champions, you know, they visualize themselves, you know, winning. And what does that look like? So I think we have to have in our mind our perfect day routine. I like to think about it as, you know, like you said at the beginning of meditation and prayer, just kind of getting my mindset right. And then physically, you know, so thinking about exercise, thinking about diet, and making sure that's balanced. And then purpose, right? So thinking about how much time do I carve out every day that I'm focused on what I know I'm called to do, right? My purpose, my big why. So really carving out that time and then networking, right? So the social piece of it. Those that are influencers, those that are really key to helping me accomplish those objectives and goals, and how can it not just about me, but how can I help them accomplish their goals and objectives? So I think that networking piece is key. And then naturally family, right? So I'm big on making sure that, you know, early in my career I didn't do a great job of this, but I've learned over time it's absolutely key to make sure I spend enough time with those that matter most. And I think that's just going to vary by person.
Yeah. Do you have a website or a place people can find out about you, your work, or your book? I know you do speaking and your services.
Yeah, great question. So it's www.sustainedbusinessgrowth.com. And I offer, you know, so you can actually purchase the book through the website, but also there's some free resources, right? So thinking about, you know, cash flow survival. You know, so running as a business, what are those critical cash flow practices, but also alignment. So thinking about team alignment, the goals, objectives.
Well, you're talking to the right guy. You're talking to the right guy about alignment when you're talking about sports podiatry and the role of alignment. I thought I'd throw that in there. You know, again, the idea of when you're working with organizations with lots and lots of people and all sorts of different prerogatives, et cetera, do you feel that these points that you're really stressing is something? It seems to me that there's been much more attention in these particular areas, and but that rest and recovery is still a very, very big deal individually as well as team-wise, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's really key, making sure that I get enough rest and you know, downtime, just to recover and refresh and really regenerate, you know, my mind, my thought, my body, and that way I'm highly effective, highly efficient in everything that I do.
And give us a few bullet points that you're really stressing again in your book.
Yeah, so just a couple things. I went out and interviewed 15 different high-impact leaders. And just thinking about the behaviors that lead to success in almost any industry, almost any business. And so captured those seven, you know, high impact principles, but also the behaviors. You know, some of those, you know, principles really kind of focus on mindset and then clarity of communication. So being very clear about what the expectations are, understanding who I'm talking to and making sure that that's, well received. But then also the focus and alignment, right? So I think, again, that's really absolutely key in any industry, any business, being very, you know, focused on objectives, maybe 3 to 5 at most. A lot of people try to accomplish way too much. So thinking about those 3 to 5 critical ones, how do I break that down per year, per month, per day? And how do I measure success to that, right? So how do I measure success in progress and accomplishing those milestones and goals and eventually those major objectives.
You know, again, the idea of communication and these relationships, you're talking about families, you're talking about bosses, you're talking about owners, all of these different dynamics, again, dealing sometimes with large organizations. And, you know, and we're dealing, again, you're in the middle of the world of burnout. We're in the middle of the world of burnout in medicine, in healthcare, in so many different areas. That's before we mention the word politics, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Burnout's a big, big deal in all of these organizations. And how are we navigating through some of these challenges, Sean? How are we doing? Good luck to us.
That is a tough one. I think that's a daily struggle to make sure that we keep ourselves in balance, right? So I do, as I write in the book about the 7-day, the perfect day routine, just really making sure and keep myself in check from a diet, health, family time. You know, I was working 70 to 80 hours a week at one point, complete burnout. Thought I was doing the right thing, turning around a business.
Are you a sports dad, Sean?
I have been. My two sons are now older. One's 24, one's 21. But definitely was a soccer coach and track and in basketball. So definitely just coached one of those sports. But
yes, you know, the late great sports psychologist Jim Vickery, who spent years with me in the 90s on the radio show. I used to drag him around when we would talk to parents about injury prevention and teamwork and whatever, the ranting, raving parent on the sidelines. And he'd always tell parents as best he could and coaches, especially if you had a talented son or daughter, you know, don't be a critic. And he always felt that he was a proponent of that in business, because he did a lot of business advising. And he felt two big, big deals. He said, number one, don't be a critic. And number two, be a good listener. Is that an important area that I thought some of the highlights in what you were talking about when you're talking about, you know, business growth and the growth of an organization?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think just a couple things there is just first building relationships, building trust, I think is absolutely key in any type of business or team, right? So it has to start there with building that trust and relationship, but then listening, right? So really understanding that person and where they are, meet them where they are, help them take that next step. That really is something that's been critical for me in every single
What is going on, again, in the world of business with hundreds of, tens of thousands of people being fired from all of these different positions and so many, it's just got to be in the business area. It's got to be chaos in the business area with who knows, with all of these layoffs. This has got to be a wow, what a challenge this has to be, Sean.
Very, very big challenge, right? So you always have that uncertainty. You have chaos. You have things that are just people are highly emotional, you know, high stakes. So I think it's just really key to stay focused on what you can control. Not necessarily everything else that you cannot control. So I think just focus on, you know, what am I trying to achieve? What can I control? Keep a level head, and you can win and be successful.
Where are you from, Sean? I hear a little bit of an accent.
Yeah. So I live in I live outside of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, are you a Tar Heel?
No, I'm actually a Clemson Tiger.
I'm a Louisville guy, right? So right, you're a definite ACC opponent in that side of things. I thought that I said you're in the same conference, the ACC, and you must have fun in North Carolina with all those Tar Heel fans.
I sure do. Yeah, yeah.
You
I don't get to fight as many Clemson games as I would like to, but there will be a day.
And how do you find, again, you know, the education, the business education, whether it's schools or park districts, clubs, and how do you find them tuning in to some of the business model recommendations that you talk about?
Yeah.
Just in general.
That's a really good question. So I think a lot of, you know, so I do a lot of operational excellence, lean manufacturing, Six Sigma. So most communities, schooling organizations have some type of program.
Sean, give me again, I knew the time would fly with you. Give me again the website. Give us the website quickly again, Sean.
Okay, it's www.sustainedbusinessgrowth.com. Go check out some of the free resources.
Great. Sean, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor again, Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome back Eric Labita. Eric's been a guest numerous times, and I still can't pronounce your name right. Is it Wabina or Wubina?
It's Wubina, but that's okay.
I knew it. What's interesting is, you know, Weil, I grew up with this gig, and I don't know how many times I had you on, and I should have been more respectful because I was always Wheel and Weil and Weil and Wheel. Anyway, you know, Eric, Baseball Blue Book, I'm proud to be part of their health and wellness sports medicine team with the great Dr. Brian Cole, team doctor of the Bulls and the White Sox, the over 100-year-old company, Baseball Blue Book, really a comprehensive directory for baseball Absolutely. Programs, contacts. Eric, give us some background, you, your family, because I know you're not 100 years old.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on the program. The Baseball Blue Book has been around since 1909, and for decades it was the official directory for the Major League Baseball scouting department. And it was really the pre-Google age where the scouts would need contact information, locations, and a list of all the college and independent programs across the country. And so we've owned it in my family for about 50 years. And I basically took over a few years ago and turned it into an app and really created something. And what we call it is the LinkedIn for baseball. It's a place where people can build profiles.
Great topic. That's a great title, Eric, the LinkedIn for baseball. That's a great topic. It really kind of says it all. Good move.
Well, it is, and one of the things that we're really focused on is providing, and I think this is the first I've shared this with you, but it's really providing a digital business card for everyone. From if you're a trainer in the baseball world, if you're a coach, if you're a player, a parent, you're a vendor, we create shareable links, something that really consolidates all of people's contact information and highlights and everything that they've done in an electronic shareable link that you can share to anybody, and it has everything that they've ever done in one place.
Yes, and being able to share, again, the sports medicine side of things, you know, with our friend Noah Perlis, who has been involved with the Sports Doctor radio show for X amount of years, and got himself very involved again in the baseball blue book world, and the idea again of the education side and the health and wellness side in a sport that could be a professional on the left and could be a little leaguer on the right. And the idea that, hey, world, 20% or so of Tommy John surgery is done on teenagers. So the idea of overuse in youth sports and being able, again, you know, I love that your original title, whatever it was, included that comprehensive directory. Yep. Baseball program. When my son was a great pitcher, baseball player, and I remember using baseball blue book for getting a, you know, pitching coach and these other kinds of recommendations and again, going digitally and being available again to so much information. And I guess the world upside down now with the throw in the young athletes with the scholarships on the left, and the yep. NIL on the right, wow, things are crazy.
Well, no, absolutely. And one of the things, and I think that your listeners will appreciate this, and I encourage everyone to download the Baseball Blue Book, even if you're just a fan. One of the things that we've integrated in here, being that it's a direct, it's not just a directory of programs and players and coaches and training facilities. We also have a directory of articles, media, information, and podcasts all related to baseball. And so you can get your favorite health and mental awareness podcast, number of really good ones out there leading doctors.
Yes, you could tune into the Sports Doctor whenever you would like, involved in that kind of world that we're part of. And that was always a exciting addition.
Absolutely.
As, again, the, you know, the idea of the awareness of some of the challenges, you know, one of these days it's going to come out that the documentary that I've been playing around with for 4 years with Joe Franco from Chesapeake Films, and the games our children play, and the whole idea, again, of the prevention of injury and the mental and physical challenges of parents of talented kids. And, you know, the world of baseball. You know, one of our frequent guests in the past is Scott with you guys?
Yeah. We one of the things
Scott
with
Beattie,
being
right?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Walter Beattie.
Walter, I knew I'd get it right.
That's okay. And no, it's just like you said. It's awareness. You know, it's providing access and awareness to the entire family of baseball. You know, parents, they don't know what they don't know, and things continue to change. And you talked about Tommy John surgery. When you start hearing parents brag that their kids at 15 years old are getting Tommy John, thinking that that's an honorary badge,
right,
we've got a problem. And so we need to
educate. One of my famous guests, you know, the team doctor of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, who's written extensively on Tommy John surgery and these kinds of challenges, and Lou Vickery, you know, Lou Vickery's pitching coach with the Yankees was Whitey Ford, and his great show, Lou in the Morning, that once a month I showed up, the Sports Doctor's in with Lou Vickery, and he would talk about the year-round overuse in his world was these young baseball players. And the fact that a parent would be bragging about it says, and a whole other side of these kinds of challenges with, you know, let alone the surgeries to step up, which is nuts.
Well,
and these kinds, yes.
It's funny you bring that up. I interviewed a head trainer a few weeks ago, and he did a really good analogy. He said, baseball players need to be like bears. And he said, bears hibernate in the winter. And he goes, and baseball players need to do the same. It's a way to continue to build up the muscles, and they have to heal. And you've got to do this the right way, or your body won't be able to handle it. So.
Huge topic. When I first talked about it, Eric, doctors didn't know how to spell it. Oh, I think they did. It's called rest and recovery. And, you know, where that fits in, off-season training, you know, the late, great Bob Guider that I spent 40 years with, who would see the Walter Payton, the John McEnroes, the Jimmy Connors, the endless athletes, even in the late 70s and 80s, looking to try to include performance training and the sensibility of what to do, how to do it off-season-wise. And, of course, we've come a long, long way, baby. In so many different areas, the importance of nutrition. And again, the directory that so a parent whose son is playing, you know, junior high school ball, little league ball, and they, you know, they want to find a competent coaching program, or they want to be interested in, you know, who's recruiting in my area, or, you know, you have a key word in your world, which is contacts, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's access, contacts, and awareness. And we encourage people to utilize the book. We understand the importance of academics in the world of collegiate baseball as well. And so kids that are looking for programs, we've got all the programs with all their academic information. And it's a great resource, from anything, from even if you may not be interested in playing
groups
of baseball.
Again, Eric, again, we're talking again about, you know, again, young adolescents, many. What are some of the common ages you're looking at with these elementary school kids and older, Little League, et cetera?
Yeah, we're talking 6 to 60. I mean, if you if you love baseball, with people just starting out, and parents need information, build a profile for your player. If you're in your teen years and you're starting to kind of take a look at what the colleges you want to go to, and even the older ones, we've got coaches and of little leagues. We just added a new communication hub in the app, so it works a lot like GroupMe or TeamSnap.
Yeah, what's the app or the website? Where do people go to find out all this information, Eric?
Well, you can find us at baseballbluebook.com, and we are also on the App Store, both the Apple and the Android Google Play Store. And we can find us on social media. We're on all the platforms, Baseball Blue Book, and we'd love to have you part of our family.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I posted a picture a long time ago. Bill Buckner trained for years with us, the great Chicago Cub. Came from the doctors and spent years with Guida, whatever, played 10 years with my orthotics in his shoes. And how he talked about, you know, way back then, the idea of off season and what was the best way in the world of baseball to try to stay out of trouble, as well as enhance performance. And the mental side of things has really started to pay big attention to. But Bill, you mentioned Baseball Blue Book. I remember, in the 80s. Am I dating myself, Eric?
Well, I absolutely. I love having conversations. Baseball is one of those the great conversation pieces. If it's the Baseball Blue Book, or if it's a famous game that people
first had you on the show, and I asked you, I said, "Who is older?" You know, when you listen to the Automobile Blue Book, I grew up listening or whatever, being aware of a Blue Book that was involved with automobile. And I remember having you as a guest on the show, and I said, evidently you guys predated them. Right, baby?
I think we have. Yep, 1999. Yes. I think the Kelly Blue Book came out in 1926. And we are probably the oldest directory out there. I mean, we're as American as baseball in America, yeah.
Challenges in the world, you know, one of the challenges that I've talked about again for a million years is when young children wear cleats, we have to be aware of what that brings into the equation with growth centers. And soccer and baseball are two of the areas we've always had to pay attention to, getting these kids to wear multiple nub shoes and redistribute stress away from, like in soccer was always the greatest proponent because you had eight-year-olds with a cluster of cleats right underneath the heel growth center. So, again, the idea of being an educator, and the more talented your son is, and the baseball blue book, is the world of softball ever in the dreams with you guys?
Absolutely. Softball
is
going to be, we're going to be adding that later
Excellent.
Here. So we're excited
yes.
about it.
I have a great story really quickly about women's softball. Again, in women's sports, Guida and I are on our way to these high-level kids we're working with, young high school, junior high school softball players, as well as baseball players. And we're walking into the batting cage, and we're listening to the crack of the bat. And Guida's saying, geez, listen to the crowd. And we turn around, and it's a women's team. And this is like looking at WNBA players today, the explosion of female athletes. And the world of women's softball is a huge area, all same stuff. That's exciting addition. I'm excited to hear that addition and that side of things.
Absolutely. We probably should rename it the Diamond Book, a diamond sport, and that would include softball. We are huge fans of the softball world. The ladies are working hard to get to that next level, and they are just as excited.
You know, again, we had an all-star little league and kind of Babe Ruth, 13, I'm talking myself, 13, 14, 15-year-olds. We were hot shots. And we were playing a group of adult men, 30-year-old and older, they were in fast pitch, and we couldn't hit any of them. And it was my first experience with fast pitch softball. I didn't see, 12 in softball. I thought it was nuts until I came to the Midwest, let alone, again, the women athlete we see as high school and college athletic females is impressive. As is the teenage athlete at all, and we want parents to be as educated as possible to be able to understand what it takes to be a college, let alone a one-in-a-million professional player at those kinds of levels. You know, it's interesting, Eric. Great sports therapist like Guida, and he was one of them, who said baseball players are as great an athlete as any other sport. And that was an interesting observation. Sometimes people don't understand what a great athlete, let alone a 6'8" shortstop, who now we're seeing, in baseball,
absolutely,
the size and speed and power of some of these athletes at all levels. And when you're in the middle of everything, you're in the middle of. I got to ask you, how's your sports psychology skills, Eric?
Oh man! Well, that's funny. You brought that up.
Right.
You need to be top of your game.
Sir. How you doing with that, Eric?
Yep. If you get a hit one out of three times, man, you're a superstar in baseball. And it really links with the just being out in the world. If you can learn how to fail,
well,
and continue to get up.
I'm trying to remember who said the famous point of view. Famous point of view, we're going to come back after that, which was failure has always been a big part of the greatest of baseball players. On that
Absolutely.
Note, we'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. We're talking with Eric Wubina. Got his name right with Baseball Blue Book. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple with their top-tier support. Visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Alrighty, we are back live from Chicago with the sports doctor, Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatry. We're talking baseball, youth baseball, professional superstars. Eric Wubina, he is the president of Baseball Blue Book, been around since 1909. You know, the Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series, Eric, you know, and you're talking about the kind of hype that I grew up with where my dad was a New York Giant. I was a Willie Mays fan when it was Mickey Mantle and Duke Snyder, and these kinds of traditions, and let alone it's a way back into 1909 and whatever it was. The resurgence, it seems, of the hoopla around all areas of baseball, I think, has been a big deal. What do you think?
I think there is an absolute resurgence. I think it's an exciting time to be a baseball a fan. I would like to see a little bit more parity brought, but that's just my own opinion. I'm a fan of a small market team, which is difficult to compete.
You know, and my son is with Tommy Hooper. Yeah, you look at the Brewers being competitive, and there are examples, but there's no doubt about it. You talk about whether it's the NBA, whether it's any of the professional leagues, and the idea, let alone the traditions of the Yankees and now maybe in the Dodgers, and the idea of parity being such a big deal. Like, you got the NBA playoffs starting, and there's 14 teams who have a shot, it seems, you know? That's an interesting point of view. Oh, my gosh, Eric will be – Eric, who do you root for? Who are you a fan of?
I'm a Pittsburgh Pirate fan, so we've got probably the
great tradition.
Great tradition. Have won a number of World Series, but hasn't happened since 1979. But we do have, I think, one of the best pitchers in baseball right now with Skeens.
He's a phenomenon. It's interesting, Eric. Again, getting back to the sports medicine area. And the idea of understanding today where you never see, for instance, full-term pitchers going nine innings, the predominance, you got 80 guys throwing 95 miles an hour. And it's interesting how over the years we thought young kids throwing curveballs, and it's still, of course, overuse, all of these areas, we didn't realize till 10 years ago the velocity side of things in the area, whether I'm talking again to Dr. Brian Cole with the White Sox or I'm talking to the Yankees and Dr. Chris, and the idea of, whoa, you know, we got all the sports medicine. How come we got all these injuries? We don't have complete game pitchers, and what about all of this stuff? And lots of those things swirling around. I'm proud Baseball Blue Book, pays attention to these important areas when you've got a son who is very serious about the sport, and he's 11 or 12 or 13 or 19 years old, and he's going to be drafted.
I think the most important thing for parents to understand is don't buy into the hype. One of the things that is flashy is velocity. And but when I talk to coaches all across the country, if you can't throw strikes, it doesn't matter how hard you can throw.
Now, how big is Keene? How big is he?
Steens? I think he's 6'3", 6'4". He's a big guy. And
yes,
now the interesting thing about him, he can throw the ball hard, but he's got about six different pitches, and he's more of a finesse pitcher, and I think people miss that.
Well, he's combining the athleticism. Again, when Bob Guida, the great Bob Guida, who I mentioned before, when we were working with the Olympic volleyball team, we were working with these guys who were spiking balls at 150 miles an hour. And that whole area, whether he was talking to John McEnroe with his shoulder or whoever it was with their shoulder, and where he rehabbed Jim McMahon from the day after surgery with the idea of working the brakes, strengthening, like I would talk to you about, the idea of working the stabilizers. But the point is, we're seeing athletes, 6'4", 230, being pitchers. We're seeing Ohtani. How big is Ohtani?
Oh, he's a big guy. He's about the size
How big is Judge? How big is Judge?
Oh, yeah, 6'8".
Right. Baseball never saw athletes this size. And it's interesting to see the challenges. I want Baseball Blue Book to be one of the leaders in everything that's involved, even the sports psychology, which is a huge, you know that, it's a huge topic on the sports doctor. I call it the mental game. Whether I'm talking to Robert Andrews, who worked with Simone Biles and has contributed to my book, or I'm talking to a local high-performance gymnastics coach, and we're trying to deal with that whole mental side, all these important areas. Give us the best website, again, people to find out everything about Baseball Blue Book, Eric, and to be able to follow you and what you guys are doing for the next 100 years.
I think the best place we are on X quite a bit. We're also on Instagram. You can find us just Baseball Blue Book on either one of those. We also have a YouTube channel. You can do Coach Beattie on the YouTube. We talk about
Coach
all
Beattie,
of these
Dr.
things.
Dr. Bob says hi, man. Coach Beattie, another one of our great guests.
Absolutely.
Yes, Eric, we'll have you back as we keep up with the progress, everything we're doing. Again, Eric Wubina. First show I've got his name pronounced right. I'm proud of it. Eric, hold on for a second. We're going to be back with the Sports Doctors Inn.
Chaos Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Dr. Bob, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. We spend a few minutes hyping up some upcoming guests and topics. We then will add a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom and some of the exciting things we're doing in the whole world of sports doctors in consulting and the mastermind world. Next week, we've got a philosopher, Larry Weingarten, who adds the area of the philosophy, the mental game we talk about all the time, all areas of our lives, whether it's being teammates, whether it's enhancing performance, trying to make sense of some of the different pressures. And we're looking forward to him joining us. The following week, returning, you know, Josh McConkey, who is an emergency room physician in the world of our military, a sought-after speaker, and talks a lot about some of the challenges of the whole world of healthcare and the various areas, whether it's concussion prevention, whether it's all areas, again, of healthcare that we're both so active with, let alone emergency care. And then Jody Velasquez, 80s are calling. You know, she's the mom of a type 1 diabetic, takes all sorts of attention and care. Child growing up as a type 1 diabetic, needs insulin, needs that whole particular world compared to the developing later on in life of type 2 diabetes. And she really feels she's learned so much from that experience on what it takes to add some really holistic care. And that whole nutritional side, mental attitude side of things to make such a big difference in the disease process. And ironically, the 70s and 80s had things we should be paying much more attention to in health and wellness. So we'll get Jody's point of view. Dr. Bob Wisdom, we're going to talk again about what our goals are in this whole consulting area of the Sports Doctors In. We've got a lot of excitement still on the new website, which is the sportsdoctorradio.com. We've got, again, always some great guests coming up. We have so many different interesting guests in the world of the National Publicity Summit, where a few times a year Bradley Communications, a major communications group, brings together meet the media for authors, for entrepreneurs, for doctors, inventors, so many different areas. I was an attendee, gosh, I think it's over 10 years ago, and now I'm part of the press, meet the media, where we interview so many different guests and so many different talents. And a lot of my guests have been part of the summit for, gosh, almost a decade. So the Sports Doctors Inn, where I've had so many different guests in so many different areas, again, in sports medicine and sports psychology and the physical side, the whole mental awareness, the parenting side, the coaching side, even at professional level, and be able to consult with sports parents. It's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with Hall of Fame volleyballer, coach, and college kinesiology, Sharky Zartman, was the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports. Still today, it's a big problem. More talented, your son or daughter. I'm not talking superstars. I'm talking about everyday athletics is such a big deal in high school, even in junior high school, traveling teams, club teams. So the Sports Doctors Inn is all about being available to consult with a sports parent and or coach about what are the challenges of who we're talking about here, your son or daughter, whether they're a gymnast, whether they're a figure skater, whatever it happens to be, and what really makes sense to move forward. Might be advice on dealing with an injury. I might bring into the mix or recommend they talk to one of the orthopedists participating, whether it's Dr. Brian Cole of the Bulls and White Sox, whether it's Dr. Chris Ahmad, Dr. Nick DiNobili out in Philly with his background in the Philadelphia Ballet and some of the different sports teams, whether it's all these, the psychiatry world, holistic psychiatry, Dr. Denise McDermott, so many different experts, so many different areas that I might recommend they consult. And then we might follow up with a visit or two regarding how we're doing, regarding our progress. We're interested, again, in preventing problems, preventing injuries. Again, the more serious your son or daughter, the more this is an important part. The sports doctor's always been about these two main areas, the inclusion of the importance of the foot and ankle, the lower extremity, the biomechanics. Big deal on the sports doctor, the role of orthotics. The whole side of what is the best shoe for you, for my son or daughter, et cetera, et cetera. And all these areas that I've mixed in over the four decades, give or take a few weeks. And that's the idea, the quarterback, and being able to recommend people as needed. Again, nutrition, the physical, the mental side, and the ability of following up. Whether it again, and the idea being preventing problems, a lot of it on the sports doctor is about enhancing performance. We're all about bigger, faster, stronger. All of my years with Bob Guida were all these different expertise regarding the top level of sports performance. Big deal about the mental side as well as the physical side. And being able to follow up, whether we're dealing, again, with the best athletes in different sports. I just had published an article in Lower Extremity Review called The Prodigy Sports, where we're talking about these specializing kids. Whatever the sport is, whether it's tennis, whether it's soccer, swimming, volleyball, figure skating, gymnastics, ballet, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. You know, Evan Lysacek, who I brag about all the time, I can't believe it's been 15 years and we're celebrating since he was the Olympic gold medalist in figure skating. He was like 9 and a half, 10 years old when I put orthotics in the skates. I'm still putting orthotics in the skates of 10-year-olds. And the idea of what it takes for those kinds of levels of 6, 7, 8 days a week and the mental side, the physical side, and being able to take advantage of some of this different expertise, or the old retired side, Mike Andrews, colleague of mine for decades, in the area of sports medicine, he worked with the Blackhawks. He's worked with so many different, a lot of our young skaters. Now he's working with our senior citizens in preventing problems. So again, you want to find out more about it. We're on all different platforms. Otherwise, email me, drryl, sportsdoctor at yahoo.com, or check out thesportsdoctorradio.com. And check that out. And again, thanks as always to my friends at BBS Radio. And we'll catch everybody next week because live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. See ya.